Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. You know, today we're diving into a world that I think a lot of people only kind of whisper about. And that's the dynamics of infidelity. And to get into it, we're going to be looking at a blog post from someone who calls herself the Mindful Modern Mistress. And she even offers coaching sessions. But that's not all, because the real twist here is that we're going to be exploring this topic through a poem from the mistress's perspective.
So
So,
that's definitely unique.
yeah, it's really rare to get such a raw and intimate glimpse into, you know, this side of the story.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, usually you just hear about the wife or the husband side of things, but this is totally different.
Completely flips the screen on the typical narrative surrounding affairs. So the poem is called Pasted Text. And I'm going to read it aloud here, and then we'll see what we can uncover together. I give you my present moment while you risk yours in the future, as you know it now. So it ought to be worth something. It is, if you say it is, but only just a little. In our way, I belong to you for a stolen moment, until I need you. We give our bodies. I gave you my soul. We share moments, encounters. But as far as time, the future can't be promised. So the only thing we truly share in time is the past.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful stuff.
Yeah, there's a real sense of immediacy there, but then also this kind of underlying awareness of impermanence, you know? She's living in the now while he's gambling with his future.
Yeah, it's fascinating how she kind of twirls that traditional power dynamic on its head, you know? Like instead of the seductive femme fatale, we see someone who's really aware of her own vulnerability. You know, she even says, you risk yours in the future as you know it now.
Yeah, and she seems to fully acknowledge that she holds less power in this whole dynamic.
Right.
But yet she still finds value in it. It is if you say it is. But only just a little in our way. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I think it speaks to just how complex human desire really is. This line suggests that even within an affair, you know, which often has this stigma of being purely physical, there's still this need for emotional validation.
Her worth is tied to
Yeah, it seems like her worth is tied to
his acknowledgement.
his acknowledgement, exactly.
Yeah, and that really hits home, you know, that have you ever felt stuck in a situation where someone else's future kind of determined your present?
Oh, yeah, I would say.
It's a difficult position to be in. And then there's this other line, I gave you my soul. And this to me doesn't feel transactional at all.
No, not at all. And research actually shows that, you know, intense emotions,
Really?
even love, can exist in these relationships.
Wow.
So, you know, her declaration, it really speaks volumes about the level of emotional investment that she feels.
Yeah, it's a stark contrast to the fleeting nature of their time together. She says, I belong to you for a stolen moment until I need you. There's almost this like painful awareness of the limitations of their relationship.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it highlights this inherent paradox of, you know,
Of a secret
a
relationship.
secret relationship, right?
I mean, there's intimacy, but there's also this constant awareness that it's fragile, you know, and the need for secrecy. It often intensifies emotions, but it also creates this unease, this anxiety.
And then that final gut-wrenching realization. So the only thing we truly share in time is the past. It's like she's already mourning the relationship before it's even over.
Yeah, that line is so poignant, and it really challenges the assumption that, you know, mistresses are all about breaking up marriages or seeking some kind of long-term commitment. You know, this poem suggests a totally different reality, one where there's this deep understanding that the affair is temporary.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to ponder. I mean, this poem packs an emotional punch.
It does.
But we can't forget that she's also a mindful modern mistress coach. Does knowing that kind of change how we interpret the poem at all?
Well, I think it adds another layer to consider. You know, while this poem gives us this glimpse into one woman's experience, we have to remember the broader context. You know, the fact that she offers these coaching services, it really raises questions about the commodification of these relationships and the potential power dynamics
That's a great
that
point.
are at play there.
It reminds us that even within a single poem, there can be, you know, multiple layers of meaning.
Oh, absolutely.
And complexity.
Yeah. I think, you know, this poem offers a powerful reminder that even in seemingly taboo relationships, there are layers of emotion. You know, there are power dynamics and there are these unspoken truths that are happening.
Yeah.
And it's a reminder that people's motivations and experiences are rarely black and white.
Absolutely. And sometimes I think the most profound insights come from exploring perspectives that we might not initially understand or even agree with.
Yeah.
So we encourage all of you to continue pondering the complexities of this topic and the power of stepping outside of those conventional narratives.
Yeah.
Until next time.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.